Good morning and greetings in Jesus' name. This is Dennis coming on with Daily Inspirations. Glad to be with you again and hope we can be encouraged this week. Let's start with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we bow our hearts and heads before you, Father. We just ask that your spirit would be in the midst. Father, we ask for a revelation from you, a teaching from you. Father, we just ask, Lord, that you would minister to our hearts and encourage us and teach us, Father, as we need directions from you. We need your revelation, Father, and we need your guidance and directions. In and of ourselves, we are nothing. But, Father, with you, all things are possible. We just ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay, so I think we're going to speak in out of Acts. Just going to start in verse 1, chapter 1, and I know we can't go through the whole book of Acts, but I would, I'm just going to make that attempt, I guess. We'll see what we can, where we come to and what we can get out of. May the Lord help us. It says, the former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach. So, the former treatise is kind of saying the form. Let's go back to Luke 1:3. Let's see what that says. I should have went there before, so don't take as much of your time up. Luke 1:3. All right, Luke 1:3 says, it seemed good to be also having made perfect understanding of all things from the very first to write unto you in order, most excellent Theophilus. Okay, so in other words, he's there referring to some things that he had spoken before to the people and having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first to write unto thee in order, most excellent of Theophilus. So he's kind of referring there, the treatise, former treatise, the former conversation, or the former teaching, or whatever it that I had made of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach. So here we see a picture of Jesus. Jesus has both to do and to teach. So that's where we need to go today. That's where we need to be today. If we teach something, if we believe something, if we tell someone, I believe this way, how is my walk? That's really where we prove what we believe. Because if we teach one way, if we say one way, we teach one way, and we walk another way, that indicates we're hypocrites. So I was just inspired by that, saying that Jesus both to do and to teach. Then it says, until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. So there we see, until the day in which he was taken up. And that can be a picture for us in our lives, is until the day that we are taken up to heaven, until the day that we die, till the day that we pass on from this earth, that we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and we both do and teach. That's what he was doing. That's what Christ was doing. He didn't do it for a season, but he did it until the day in which he was taken up, after that he through the Holy Ghost had given commandment unto the apostles whom he had chosen. So there's another picture. Through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles. Now he didn't just take some teaching from some man or from himself either. He took the teachings that was revealed to him from the Father through the Holy Ghost. And that's where we need to be careful also, that we don't give some teaching from ourselves and of ourselves, but that it comes from the Bible and through the Holy Ghost. It has to be, our teachings have to line up with the Word of God, coming through the Holy Ghost, revelations from the Holy Ghost. And you know, people might say, sometimes people say, well, I had a revelation from God. Well, does it line up with the Scripture? If it doesn't line up with the Scripture, it wasn't from God. So the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he shewed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. So there, to whom also he shewed himself alive. So here he showed himself alive to the apostles, and after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. So he was speaking to them there 40 days after, I believe this was after his resurrection, after he rose from the grave. He was there for 40 days teaching them the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Well, it says speaking of the things, I said teaching, but it says speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. So that was his last. And we had a picture of Jesus' last days. Here he was speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And where are you and I today? Are we speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God? Or are we speaking of the things pertaining to this earth, these earthly possessions, the earthly things, in our last days? What do people remember of us in our last days, in our last, as us, what, when they see us, who do they see, what do they see, what do they remember of us? Here we have a picture of Jesus pertaining to the kingdom of God in his last days. All right, we're going to leave it there today, and we're going to pick up in verse 4 tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening, and hopefully I'll have some more inspirations tomorrow morning. We're going to continue with Acts 12, but there's also, let me see if I can find it here. There's also messages that you can listen into. For more messages, you can call in, see if I can pull this up. Yeah, there's sermons on the phone that you can call in. You can call in this number, 641-715-3800. And there's just a bunch of messages on there. I believe if you dial that number, it'll give you instructions. And I don't think that there is an ID number for that. You can also listen into a Sunday morning services. And they begin at 9 o'clock. Sunday morning services, that's 712-432-3973. ID number is 1754. So if you want to listen into a Sunday morning service, you can do that by dialing 712-432-3973. 3973. And the ID number for that is 17540. And then there's also a Saturday morning Bible study every Saturday morning at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That number is 857-216-7600. ID number 525-819. Again, these messages over here on the number of 641-715-3800. That there's just a bunch of messages on there that you can choose from. You can go through and just Godly Home, Hell Not Me, I'm Amish, Holy Spirit, Hope for Hurting Women. The role, there's like, I see 46, number 46 listed on here, and I believe some of those numbers have even a lot more messages. Like, for instance, just take a number and start listing, there might be 6, 7, or 8 messages on one number. So there's messages there to your heart's content. Feel free to call in and just listen into and feast on the Word of God. But thanks for listening in, and may the Lord bless your day.